We've been talking about grace. This will be grace part 14. Grace part 14. Let me give you just a couple scriptures here to go by. Not to go by, just a couple reference scriptures today. John, the gospel that is, 14 through 16. And the Word was made or became flesh, dwelt among us. We beheld His glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. John bare witness of Him and cried, saying, "This was He of whom I spake, He that cometh after me is preferred before me, for He was before me. And of His fullness have all we received in grace for grace." And then in Ephesians 4:7, "But unto every one of us is given grace according to the measure of the gift of Christ." We're growing up into Him in the full measure. You know, and I always kind of think, and I've seen this before, you look at somebody and you think, wow, boy, they got a big gift. You know what I mean? Have you ever seen, boy, they got a gift to preach, they got a gift to sing, they got a gift to do whatever. And then you look at your own self and you think, well, I don't have any gifts. I can't sing, I can't play, you know what I mean. God just wants me to, I'm not throwing this at anybody, God just wants me to sit in my chair and be quiet. You do realize that He only gives one gift, and He gives that gift in full measure, and that gift is His Son. Now, I want you to think about that. I mean, that's the way the King does it. I mean, now we grow up in Him. I mean, that's what we're doing. We're growing up into Him in the full measure. We're going to talk about that a little bit, but I mean, do you really sit there and think His mindset is, and I know this is what we do. He looks out and He says, "Oh, okay, you know, got all these people here, and you're really talented. I can give you a whole bunch of gifts, and you're not very talented. I can't give you much." I mean, it's preached that way, and then we start, well, that's the talents and the five talents and all this other stuff. I want you to keep this one thing in mind, that Jesus said that before the cross. Yes. Now He gives one in full measure. I want you to just remember that. So the same Christ in full measure that dwells in you is the same Christ in full measure that dwells in me. The only difference is what is our comprehension of Him who dwells in us. That's why we're on Grace 14, because we're hoping to turn hearts and eyes to see Him in full measure. Full measure. You know, there'll be a lot of sermons preached today about God wanting to bless you. I'm here to tell you, turn to see Him who is your blessing in fullness. Paul said that in Ephesians. You're blessed with all spiritual blessings. All. I mean, I wonder how many is all. Is that most of them, some of them, the really good ones? Or is that all? That's all. All spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Growing up into Him, and you know, not only are you growing up into Him, you're being measured. I got to thinking about that this morning. I'm going to go to Ezekiel, but I don't know where this is, but Paul says this in one place. It was just kind of a scripture rolling around my mind. To fill up that which was lacking. Fill up that which was lacking. I was just thinking of that. Fill up that which was lacking. Let's read You remember a couple of weeks ago we talked about the rod of Moses, the staff and the rod that he measures with. Now, if you're going to be measured, my uncle right there is a carpenter, and he says, I'm going to measure this room right here. What do you think the first thing he's going to do? He's going to get something to measure it with. Wonder what God uses to measure with. He's got a measuring rod that's called his son, Jesus Christ. And that measure is in full. You're growing up into him and you're being measured. We used to put a line on the wall. See how much we growed, This would be April 10th, 1970, and you're right here. And this will be, August 3rd, 1974, measure your growth. Well, that measuring rod is Christ. Ezekiel 40. In the 25th year of our captivity, in the beginning of the year, in the 10th day of the month, in the 14th year after the city was smitten, in the selfsame day, the hand of the Lord was upon me and brought me thither. Now I want you to just get the scene set in your mind. This is Ezekiel, and where's he at? He's in captivity in a broke down city. I just want you to get that scene in your mind, because in contrast to that, where did you get your revelation? Well, I was in the biggest church house building there was. You see what I mean? He is in jail in a broke down city getting a revelation. Paul wrote most of the New Testament from prison. In the visions of God brought he me into the land of Israel. In the visions of God. What is that? That is in the revelation of Jesus Christ. He brought me into the land of Israel and set me upon a very high mountain. Does this sound like John? A very high mountain. By which was as the frame of a city on the south. High mountain, frame of a city. He brought me thither, and behold, there was a man. Who? How many men? If I say a man, how many is that? One. Behold, that means look. There was a man whose appearance was like the appearance of brass. I believe that's what John saw, isn't it? With a line of flax in his hand and a measuring reed, and he stood in the gate. And the man said unto me, Son of man, Patty's favorite term, behold with thine ears, or behold with thine eyes, and hear with thine ears, and set thine heart. Now, I'm going to tell you something, guys. That is three things that have to establish your heart. Set them. Set your eyes. Set your ears. Establish your heart to what? See this man. I would say all the Christian world, I guess, hopes to see this man some glad day. But yet, here's Ezekiel writing in what we call the Old Testament, looking at a man, is he not? I just read it to you, whose appearance is like fine brass, with a measuring rod in his hand. He even sees what's in his hand. He's in a broke down city in captivity. He's getting a vision of God, seeing the man, the Son of Man. But yet we live in a better day than what this. If there wasn't something for me to see, I would say, God, I'm born too late. I need to be born back then. Because I want to see what they see. You got to set your eyes, set your heart. Yes. Set your ears to hear him. Those that seek him early, he'll hide from them? Come on. Those that seek him early shall find him. And what's he say? Set your heart upon all that I shall show thee, for to the intent that I might show them, unto thee art thou brought hither. Declare all that thou seest to the house of Israel. Establish in our heart upon the revelation of Jesus Christ. He's going to show it to you that you might show it to them. Now, who's he showing it to? The world? It's to the house of Israel. Guess what, guys? You are Israel. You are the house. Same thing John has seen. I've been telling you that. Same thing John was declared. You remember what he says? John, write these things that you see and go tell them to the church. Isn't that what he told him? He's telling Ezekiel, the son of man, write. I'm going to show you and I want you to go tell all them what you see. Remember, we started out with what? A man here like fine brass with a measuring rod in his hand. We're looking at a city on a great high mountain. John's declaring the same thing. And I'm going to tell you what, the book of Revelation is not a book of predictions. It is the revelation of Jesus Christ. Look at verse 5. And behold, a wall on the outside of the house round about, and the man's hand a measuring reed of 6 cubits, long by a cubit and a handbreadth. So he measured the breadth of the building, 1 reed, the height, 1 reed. Then came he unto the gate which looketh toward the east, and went up the stairs thereof, and measured the threshold of the gate, which was 1 reed broad, and the other threshold of the gate, which was 1 reed broad. Look what's going on. What's this man doing? I mean, if I told my uncle to measure this building, what's he going to do? And I'm going to stand back and he's going to start measuring, ain't he? Measuring this gate, measuring this door, measuring the floor. Right? You see what this man is doing. Verse 13. He measured then the gate from the roof of one little chamber to the roof of another. The breadth was 25 cubits, door against door. Verse 19. Then he measured the breadth from one forefront of the lower gate unto the forefront of the inner court, without, and 100 cubits eastward and north. 23. And the gate of the inner court was over against the gate towards the north and towards the east, and he measured from gate to gate 100 cubits. After that he brought me towards the south, and behold a gate towards the south, and he measured the posts thereof and the arches thereof according to these measures. Are you getting these things that he's measured? Verse 35. And he brought me to the north gate, and he measured it according to these measures. Verse 47. So he measured the court 100 cubits long and 100 cubits broad, 4 square. The altar that was before the house. You know what 4 square means, guys? Let me just throw this one out there at you right now. People's looking for a great big square city with square blocks. But everything Christ did was in a circle. You remember how I told you? Paul said, fill up that which was lacking. 4 square means nothing is lacking. It doesn't mean he's got a square city built on a mountain. I want you to understand that. That's just language. Nothing lacking. It's square. It's even on all sides. Love, mercy, grace, salvation. You see what I mean? It's equal. None lacking. I wonder what the none lacking is. Christ. Of his fullness have we all received. Came full of grace and truth. Scripture didn't say Jesus came with a whole bunch of grace and he was real nice. Everybody liked him. That's not true at all. They crucified him. Came full of grace and truth, and we hung him. telling the Son of Man, measure, 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 measure. Chapter 41, afterwards he brought me to the temple. He measured the post 6 cubits broad on one side, 6 cubits broad on the other side, which was the breadth of the tabernacle. The breadth of the door was 10 cubits, and the sides of the door were 5 cubits on the one side and 5 on the other. He measured the length thereof, 40 cubits, and the breadth, 20 cubits. You see, sometimes when you read, you're thinking, this is boring. Who knows what a cubic is? Who cares how long it is from this gate to this gate, from this door to this door? You guys ever built a house? I'm just asking you. I mean, just honestly, have you ever remodeled a room? I'm going to tell you what. My uncle always used to say this, measure twice. Y'all just finished that, didn't you? Somebody has measured once and cut twice, because that's what happens when you measure once. Ain't it? You can't build nothing without a tape measure. All right. Verse 4, so he measured the length thereof, 20 cubits, and the breadth, 20 cubits, before the temple, and he said unto me, this is the most holy place. They're measuring the most holy place. Verse 13. So he measured the house 100 cubits long, and the separated place and the building, the walls thereof 100 cubits long. Also the breadth and the face of the house of the separate place towards the east 100 cubits. He measured the length of the building over against the separate place, which was behind it, the galleries thereof on one side and the other side 100 cubits. With the inner temple, the porches of the court. To me, he is measuring every single thing in this building. Now, I want you to understand, what does that have relevance to you? He is measuring every single thing in you. Every single thing in you. I'm going to make you a good, you know, whatever. He's measured everything. Why? Because this city is 4 square. Nothing lacking. Everything. I mean, this wasn't, when he told Moses to build this tabernacle, when Solomon built it, it was built according to the pattern. They didn't just say, okay, now here's what we're going to do, guys. Well, we need some cups for this place. We need some plates. Go out to Walmart and give me some red plates. Everything was done according to the pattern. It was done according to the pattern, then it was measured. Now, who was doing the measuring? We have found the one that has come there, the appearance of like fine brass, is doing the measuring. See if it measures up. Chapter 43. Afterwards, after all this measuring, he brought me to the gate, even to the gate that looketh towards the east. Guys, this is so important. Mm-hmm. Now, what is this gate that looketh towards the east? And behold, the glory of the God of Israel came from the way of the east. I believe the Lord said, you'll see the Son of Man coming. As the lightning flashes from what? East to the west. You'll see him coming in the glory and the power of his kingdom. The Son of Man. I'm just going to throw a little something out at you here, guys. You'll see the Son of Man coming in his hour. I'm just throwing a little something out at you, something for you to think about. In his hour. Let me just go over here a minute. I'm probably jumping way ahead, but that's all right. Let me set you up for the kill. Is that all right? There was a marriage in Canaan. And y'all know this story, everybody knows it. What happens? They didn't have no wine. Right? So the mother of Jesus. And both Jesus was called and his disciples to the marriage. And when they wanted wine, the mother of Jesus said to him, they don't have any wine. Now y'all know this is the first miracle. This is the first sign given. They didn't have no wine. And Jesus said unto her, now remember, his mother says, Jesus, we don't have no wine. Jesus said, woman, what have I to do with thee? Mine hour is not yet come. Let me ask y'all a simple question. What hour is he talking about? What is that hour? Was it, did he have a watch? Did he have a Timex? And he says, I can't make wine till 3:30 today? What hour is he talking about? That's in John. Let's see. I don't even have any reference is to these. John 12. This is when the Greeks wanted to see him, and then he says, "Except a corn of wheat fall into the ground and die, it abideth alone, but if it die, it brings forth much fruit." Wonder what that's referring to. A corn of wheat falls into the ground and die. Does this maybe have something to do with the cross? He that loveth his life shall lose it. He that hateth his life in this world shall keep it into eternal life. If any man serve me, let him follow me. And where I am, there shall also my servant be. If any man serve me, him will my Father honor. Now is my soul troubled. For what shall I say? Father, save me from this hour. What hour is he talking about, guys? He's talking about the hour, maybe, of the cross. That's his hour. Are y'all with me? Now, I could give you 100 more scripture references. I could do that after I get my lifesaver open. Maybe. I'll never get it open. These things are too technical. Yeah. Now let me just show you something. Now, and we're going to get into this a little bit more. Now remember, we just read over here. Behold, the glory of the God of Israel came from the way of the east. I just gave you some little stuff about the hour. Mine hour is not yet, Lord, save me from this hour. This hour is the hour of the cross. Verily I say unto you, this generation shall not pass till all these things be fulfilled. Heaven and earth shall pass away. What heaven and earth? He's talking about the old world. But my word shall not pass away. But of that day, what day? An hour knoweth no man, not the angels of heaven. The angels of heaven ain't the little fat babies with wings flying around in heaven. That was his ministers of the old covenant. But my Father only. They didn't know the hour. They didn't know the hour of his glory. The hour of his glory comes from the way of the east, and it is his cross. Why? They couldn't see him in his hour. Why? Because darkness was upon the face of all, except only the Father saw the Son in his glory. What did he do with Abraham? Gross darkness came upon Abraham. And he saw a smoking furnace and a burning lamp walking through. Only God saw the glory of his Son revealed in the cross. Only the Holy Spirit can reveal the Son and His glory today. And what is that? That is His hour. That's an hour you don't know nothing about. That's an hour of darkness to all else. It's hid from the world. That's the hidden mystery of God. He hid it. Only to be revealed. But right here, we got some glory coming. When was He glory? Right there in the cross. That's where the Son is revealed. What Patty was telling you, the Son is only revealed in the cross. You remember what? Seeing Him in His flesh and bone body couldn't do it. Jesus told Him, flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father. He was anointed for that very purpose, for that hour. You go look at Daniel. In that hour is when the handwriting came on the rock. It was in that hour. He brings them all to that hour. He brings you to that hour. Yes. Behold, the glory of God of Israel came from the way of the east, and his voice was like the noise of many waters. Isn't that what John saw? The voice of many waters. I'm thinking, man, this is the river of life that flowed right out of the garden. This is the voice, not voices. This is the voice of many waters. And the earth shined with his glory. What did John say? We don't need the sun and the moon anymore. The Lord is the light thereof. Ezekiel's seeing all this. So what's he been doing? Measuring everything. Measure the gate. Measure every gate. Measure every door. Measure every wall. Every floor. How far it is between each one. Measure every candlestick. Every plate. Every table. Measure the inside. Measure the curtain. Measure it all. That's what Christ does. He's the measuring rod. He's the standard by which it's measured. The earth shined with his glory. What do you mean the earth shined? Look what Paul said. Let me give you a scripture. 2 Corinthians 4. For God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, has shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. Now let me give you some real good news. We have this treasure. What treasure? The light that shines, listen guys, not into darkness. This light shines out of darkness. Yes. And we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. We go back to Ezekiel. And the glory of the Lord came into the house. Ezekiel's a book of prophecy. He's seeing the house be measured. He's seeing the glory come into the house. Paul would say, of whose house we are. Know ye not, you are the temple of God, and the glory of God dwells in you. And the glory is not something you can separate from Jesus Christ, because he is the glory of God, and he's in you in fullness. And it was according to the appearance of the vision which I saw. Even according to the vision that I saw when I came to destroy the city, and the visions were like the vision that I saw by the river Chebar, and I fell upon my face. That's verse 3. And the glory of the Lord came into the house by way of the gate, whose prospect is toward the east. What is towards the east? That's the place the rising of the sun comes. So the Spirit took me up. Where does the Spirit always take you? Up. He brought me into the inner court. And behold, the glory of the Lord filled the house. And what filled the house, guys? The glory of the Lord. Fill the house. So who is the measure? Who is the true measure of the house? The glory that fills it. The house should be filled. Why? what was done before the house was filled with the glory. It was measured. So it was measured for the purpose of what? Glory. Of being filled with His glory.
Yes, amen.
You wonder why you go through what you go through sometimes, don't you? Because the Lord is measured. For what purpose? To make you big? No, to fill you with His glory. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Verse 6. And I heard Him speaking to me out of the house. You'll never hear Him speak no other place. Why? Because that's where He is. He ain't a ventriloquist. He's going to speak from where He is, just like I'm speaking to you from where I am. And the man stood by me. Who can separate us from the love of God? Death, principalities, power, nothing. But this man had done the measuring, done all these things. He stood by me and he said to me, Son of man, the place of my throne and the place of the soles of my feet, where I will dwell in the midst of the children of Israel forever, and my holy name shall the house of Israel no more defile. Neither they nor the kings by their whoredom, nor by the carcasses of their kings in the high places. Verse 10. Thou son of man, show the house to the house of Israel, that they may be ashamed of their iniquities, and let them measure the pattern. Show the full measure of the house to the house of Israel. To whom was the gospel given? John, Paul, Peter, for what? To show the full measure of the house to the house. To show them what? To show them the full measure of their salvation. The full measure of their grace. Look what Paul says here in Colossians. Colossians 1, 24. Who now rejoice in my sufferings for you and fill up that which is behind of the afflictions of Christ. In other words, what are we doing? We're measuring, ain't we? To fill up of the afflictions of Christ in my flesh for His body's sake, which is the church, whereof I am made a minister, according to the dispensation or the administration of God, which is given to me. For what purpose? For you. To fulfill the word of God. To fulfill, to bring to fullness. So that I can bring the fullness and bring to you the fullness of Jesus Christ. Even the mystery which hath been hidden from the ages, from generations, but now is made manifest through the saints. Paul is saying, everything the Lord gave me is for you, for His body, for His church, to bring His church to fullness, to fill up that which is lacking. To declare the word unto you, leaving nothing out, even the mystery. Declare the word fully, holding back no measurement. Remember what the house was measured for? For the purpose of being filled with His glory. So how is this fullness measured? He hath put all things under His feet. Didn't this just sound like what we were just reading a minute ago? This is where my feet will be. This is where I'm going to dwell. He's put all things under his feet and gave to him to be the head over all things and to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him that filleth all in all. He's the fullness of the church. He's the fullness of the body. And that body can only be measured by him because he's the very measuring rod that measures it. My God, you can't get away from him. He's the house. He's the one that measures the house. And he's the one who fills the house.
Amen.
My God, see, that's good for me because I ain't got to do nothing. What did Ezekiel do? Ezekiel just stood there and watched. He watched the man do all the measuring. The Son of Man picked me up in the Spirit and said, now look, now I'm going to come from the east and now I'm still watching and now watching. He filled the house with the glory. And then he said, now I want you to go back and tell Israel. That's the way it is today, guys. You're measured by the fullness of him. I said this time and time again, you're not measured. A church is not measured by the number of butts in a seat. I don't care if you got 25,000 people there. There's only one measurement, and that is the measurement of Christ. The measurement of Christ working in you. Now, let me tell you something. I don't know if you guys know this. If you're an avid reader, you will know this. David, everybody knows about King David. David got to looking around at Israel one day, told Joab, go count them. Joab says, now, wait a minute now. You know God said don't do that. And he said, I don't care what God said. Go count them anyway. I want to tell you something. It cost David dearly to number Israel. Cost him dearly. That would be the sin of David to start measuring your church by how many buildings you got, how many programs you got, and how many people show up on Sunday. It's got nothing to do with anything. You can have, like I said, 25,000 people and Christ be nowhere in the midst. Been there, guys. Been there. I want to tell you what, guys, I know that Christ is moving in this place and moving in your hearts. I've seen the growth of it. You know, Christ works and you don't even know. You don't even know what is going on in a place. He's there moving, working, measuring, filling up that which is lacking right in the midst, right in amongst of us. You don't even know what's happening. Filling this house with glory. And you know what? Here's the other thing. You don't know who he's working on to be brought into the house. Sometimes the people that you would not even, I mean, if you'd have known me 20 years ago, you would say, maybe it's your case or maybe it's not. I don't know. But I'm going to tell you what, guys. He moves and he works. And he's measuring, he does all these things so that he might fill his house with glory. I mean, this is the gift of God. The full measure. Not a cup full. David said, my cup runneth over. I mean, we got this. Cindy said it was all right. Last week in our offering box. Patty and Denise found this in there. Now here we were singing and having a cookout, right? We were just singing. We were just doing our thing, wasn't we? This little thing's got a little note on the back of it. And it says, this is all I have to my name. If I had $1 million, I'd give it for you wonderful people. Thank you and God bless. She put $3 in here. $3. Now, she came in here while we were singing and she kept going outside and coming back in. You know why? She told her mom, she said, I just felt like I had to go call everybody I'd ever done wrong and go apologize to them. Now, see, some people may look and they think, my God, what kind of people they allow in them places up there? And, you know, all this kind of junk and nonsense. God knows what he's doing. He knows how to measure his house. He knows how to measure his house. I want you to remember that. He knows how to measure me, and he knows how to measure you, and he knows what to measure with, and that is Christ. He knows exactly how to come in and do his work. That's the King of Glory. You know, when Jesus said, the woman that throwed in two mites, she throwed in more. And you know what? This little lady right here throwed in more than all of us put together. Because she gave all she had. She gave all she had. She gave from her heart.
Yeah.
I'm going to keep that thing right there, because who knows? Who knows where she'll be? God knows. God knows. Now, it's what I've been telling you guys. We want to come up just like David and say, my cup runneth over. My cup runneth over. Instead of coming into the place. Let me just read it to you guys. I'll just read this to you, and we'll call it good. We'll just call this good. All this measuring that's going on, drinking out of cups. And afterwards he brought me again unto the door of the house. And behold, water issued out from under the threshold of the house eastward. For the forefront of the house stood towards the east. Where's your face set, guys? Set your heart, set your ears, set it towards the east. That's where the sun rises till the day star arises in your heart. Set your face to see him. Jesus has set his face to fill his house with his glory. You are his house. He wants you in fullness until we all come to the measure, the full stature of Jesus Christ. Amen. The waters came down from under the right side of the house at the south side of the altar. My God, here we are back to this altar again. We never get away from this altar, do we? Then brought he me out of the way of the gate northward, and led me about the way. Just listen to this language. Did not Jesus say, I am the way? And he led me about the way without and to the other gate by the way that looketh eastward. And behold, there ran out waters on the right side. And when the man that had the line in his hand went forth eastward, he measured. This whole thing we've been measured, ain't we? So again, he brings him to the house, and he brings him to the place, to the throne, in the way, and he sees water coming out, and what's he do? He gets the line out again, and he starts measuring. We've measured everything. Now we're going to measure the water that's coming out of it. He measured 1,000 cubits. And he brought me through the waters. And the waters were to the ankles. Sometimes you're standing right in the place that's being measured. I mean, just standing right in it, it's being measured all around you. Again, he measured 1,000. And he brought me through the waters. And the waters were to the knees, 1,000. You know what 1,000 is? This is a city that lies 4 square. This is a perfect number. This is God's number. This is the number of no death. 1,000. This is the reign of Christ, 1,000 years. This is eternal life, is what he's saying. That's why he's measuring that eternal life.
Yes.
You ain't got to the end of it. Measure it again. You still ain't got to the end of it. You measured a little bit of life. You're just walking in. You just walk in up to the ankles. Measure that life again. Now, where is it? It's up to the knees. Measure eternal life again. And at this time, it's up to the loins. Afterward, he measured 1,000. Listen to this. And it was a river that could not, that I could not pass over. Throw your cup away.
Yeah.
And come on into the deep water.
Yeah.
Drink all you want. Do you hear what I'm telling you? You're standing right in the middle of eternal life. It's been measured out right for you. And he's bringing you to a place. I saw this in the scriptures. I said, my God, I've never seen this before. Look at this. Afterward, he measured 1,000, and it was a river that I could not pass over. Why couldn't I pass over? Because the waters were risen. My God, I heard the voice of the waters. And what were the waters? Why couldn't I pass over these waters? Because the waters were risen. Amen and hallelujah to the risen water. Come and drink, come and die. Hallelujah. I don't have nothing else to say. Glory be to his name. God bless you. God bless y'all. I'm going to let Patty take this thing on. God bless y'all.